Kings and Lord of Lords, we thank you this evening for what you are doing. We thank you for the manifestation of power. We thank you for graces that are in this place. We thank you that you are going to do it and you keep on doing it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are highly lifted up. You are good. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Bless God for this evening. We won't take much time, we'll just go straight. But I want us to pray. Not today is alright. So let's just quickly go into the message for today. Our message yesterday was hanged on Isaiah chapter 54, verse number 17. Yeah, so it talked about the fact that no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And no weapon formed against you or fashioned against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. So we establish the fact that we are at war. And it's something that a foundational truth that we've said over and over again. And we said that we have to understand what spiritual attack is. And we said that the goal of the enemy is to cause harm, the goal of the enemy is to kill, the goal of the enemy is to destroy. You see, and so that is the essence, or that is what we call spiritual attack. And then we try to narrow it down. But we said that the problem actually is not spiritual attack. So from this scripture, we realize that three things we pointed out yesterday concerning the texture of spiritual attack. That first of all, there is a weapon that is the element that is projected to harm you. Are you getting it? It can be even an argument. Are you getting it? It can be something you hear. That would be the reason why you lose your faith. You see, it's a weapon. Then we said that the weapon is not just a weapon, the devil is not just throwing anything at you. He said that this weapon has been calculated, has been formed. Are you getting the point? Then the last one we said was the whole concept of spiritual warfare, that you can be under spiritual attack, you see, and that is when the weapon that has been fashioned against you prospers. Do you understand that? Okay, so you see, you have to understand that the devil, when he's throwing an arrow, are you getting it, or he's targeting you for an attack, he's not just doing anything at all. You come, in fact, today our focus is on understanding the psychology of spiritual attack. The psychology of spiritual attack. So we said that the goal of spiritual attack is that the prospering of that attack. That, for instance, when the devil is throwing an arrow, for instance, sometimes the devil can come at us, right, to kill us. Are you here with me? Are you getting it? Okay, so let me make it even simple. Sometimes the devil can come at you with a particular sin, then you sin. Sometimes you didn't fail. For some of those times, you didn't feel because you sinned. You see, I wanted to even go deeper with this particular scripture and go deeper, but with what I mean when I say, maybe I'll look at it again, that attack has prospered. Are you getting the point? Because you see, when the devil is after you, right, he's not just after you. So you might think that, for instance, maybe you fell prey to demonic attack, and then the devil was able to terminate your life. So you are gone. You might think that any BBR sign. See, the devil is someone that is not just interested in an individual, he's interested in generations. So that killing can even be grounds upon which your children will be kept at a particular place, and they cannot cross a certain mark because you fell prey. Because remember, whatever that you left, someone has to conquer it, other than that it will stay. Are you here with what I'm trying to say? So you must understand that sometimes the attack, you might be in a sorrowful state. The attack is actually not sorrow. The attack is what happens because, you see, they've realized that they want to project a sickness, right? And the sickness they want to project, they cannot project the sickness, right, unless that maybe for 3 days you've been able to stay without prayer. So what they will do is that they will cast an arrow, and that arrow will be maybe sexual immorality. The goal of that sexual immorality is that it weakens you so that you don't pray. Meanwhile, sexual immorality in itself is a sin. But you see, that is not the attack, the real purpose of the attack. So the attack wouldn't have prospered if after maybe you had messed up, you went back to God. Are you following me? But maybe after you messed up, you stayed. That is where the attack is. Because the goal is to cast sickness. But that sickness might only prosper within a window of 3 days of lack of prayer. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Okay. So I want you to really get that concept that there is the forming, there is the weapon that is formed. But you see, the goal is to ensure that weapon doesn't prosper. That's why, for instance, the Bible says that the righteous falls 7 times and he rises again. The righteous will fall 7 times and that's what he rises again. Why? Because you see, there is something about the rising. The goal is that you don't fall. But you see, when you fall, do well to rise. Because the real attack most of the time is not the falling. Because you see, if you mess up, there is provision for that messing up. Are you getting the point? That will take you out. So the Bible says that the devil arrested James and killed with the edge of the sword. But see, the people were not smart. They thought that the devil was just interested in James. So when James was arrested, they just left the situation until it went further to now take hold of Peter. My question is that what is the Peter in your life that has been targeted? Because they did something to James in your life, but didn't do anything about it. And the goal of the spiritual attack is prosper. See, that's why I have to teach you what I want to teach you this evening. Are you following? Now, I want to teach you about the psychology of spiritual attack. You know, when we talk about psychology, we are simply talking about the science or the study, you know, the scientific study of human mind and how it works or how it functions. Do you understand that? Okay, now what we are trying to say, you know, not just maybe necessarily human minds, but persons. What we are trying to say is that, right, there is persons or there are persons behind spiritual attacks. Are you following me? Now, because there are persons behind spiritual attack, they have a particular pattern of thought. Are you following me? Okay, what I'm trying to say is this. Now, because, for instance, the kingdom of darkness is not a force. So there is a way of thinking when it comes to their activities. And that is what I want to bring to you this evening. Because if you can understand their thoughts, their thinking pattern, you understand better how to defeat them. Yesterday, I told you about the thinking pattern, the ideology of the IDF.
And the ideology was that we can't afford to lose a single war.
Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? Okay, let's go to Psalms 2, verse number 1 to 3. Today I want us to pray a lot, so quickly, and then let's continue. Psalms 2, verse number 1 to 3. Thank you, Father.
The Bible says, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed, saying,
verse 3,
let us break their bones in pieces and cast away their cords from us. So this is sort of like a manifesto that the psalmist was able to tap into. You see, it happened that they wanted to elect the next president, you know, in the kingdom of darkness. One of the agents of darkness wanted to be promoted, so he had to now give a manifesto, and this is one of the manifestos. So this is a contemplation. Say, let us break their bones in pieces and cast away their cords from us. But you see, when you read the scripture very carefully, verse 1 and 2, that's my point of focus. They are about four things that tells us, or that talks to us, about the psychology of the kingdom of darkness. And that's what I want to point out to this evening. And then we pray. Number one, the Bible says, why do the nations rage? Remember, when he's talking about the nations, he's not talking about, let's say, America, US, whatever. He's talking about a system that has been created. Okay, are you following me? A kingdom, that is what he's talking about. So he's saying that, why do the nations rage? Are you getting it? This is the kingdom of darkness trying to plan. Are you getting it? This is the kingdom of darkness trying to bring out an idea or a thinking pattern. And from this, you are able to realize that, number one, the nations rage. In other words, the kingdom of darkness rage. Are you following me? So, first psychological point is that the kingdom of darkness rage. Now, what do we mean when we say rage? We are saying simply angry. So what we are saying simply is that, first psychological point, the kingdom of darkness is angry. Okay, are you here with me? See, you don't understand why that is so important. You see, I remember when I was young, right? When I was young, you know, okay. I used to go to the cafe. During those times, there was what we call Skype. You know, the 21st century Latojin babies will not understand. But there was what we call Skype. And you see, I would go and wait. Because you see, during that time, I was doing... This one was friendship. Long distance friendship. This one was friendship. I had a best friend, my wife. And I had to sometimes go and wait because she probably might call. Okay, are you following me? Okay, now, you see, what was sponsoring that action was a sort of an emotional activity that was inside me. A connection, a love connection. Okay, are you here? I'm saying that there is a reason why people cry when they get broken heart. Are you following me? That tears you see is sponsored by a particular reaction. It is, you see, because naturally, nobody beat you. It's just someone who has said that I will not be with you again. But the question is, why are you crying? The reason why the person is crying is because, you see, there is an attachment, and that attachment has been disconnected, and it's so painful because there was a fuel that was sponsoring that attachment. You see, without fuel, you cannot ride. You see, my car is very nice. Are you getting it? My car is very nice. But you see, if I want to travel from Cape Coast to Accra, maybe to go and visit Kojo, what will happen is that I will need to buy fuel. The fuel is what is going to sponsor the activity of the car. Many things that are done in the car are going to be sponsored by the fuel. So there is a psychological drive, there is a fuel that sponsors the kingdom of darkness. In other words, the reason why the devil will not give up on you, even if you give up on yourself, the devil will not give up on you, is because he's been sponsored. Do you understand that? Oh, you didn't get it. I'm saying that the devil, it doesn't matter. If you like, say, I have stopped serving God, the devil will still not leave you. You think, look at even the 80s, the devil hasn't left them. Because what they are doing is actually sponsored by darkness, and it takes darkness to sponsor darkness to that degree. So the devil has made an investment to ensure that what they are doing is sustained. That burden, he has released resources to ensure that burden is sustained. Are you following me? What I'm saying is that there is a reason why there is something that fuels the kingdom of darkness, so that the kingdom of darkness will not stop. It doesn't matter whether you cry, because sometimes we feel like tears can allow the devil to leave us alone. So when the devil attacks us, we cry. When the devil comes against us, we break down. We are in despair. Unfortunately, that despair is not going to drive away the kingdom of darkness. Are you following me? See, the reason why is simply because the devil or the kingdom of darkness is sponsored. And what is the fuel that sponsors the kingdom of darkness is called rage. In other words, great anger. So psychological point number one, the devil is sponsored with great anger. Have you ever met someone who hates you with passion? You've not. If you've ever met someone that hates you with passion, someone that sincerely from the bottom of his or her heart hates you, you'll be shocked. You realize that human beings by nature are wicked. So can I prophesy to you? The devil is after you, and he won't stop. You didn't see me. I said, the devil is after you, he won't stop. And you see, when we talk about spiritual attack, like I explained, don't think far. But you know, some of you, what you are thinking, you see, I will give you the structure of covering and then show you certain things about that. You see, for these 2 weeks, at least 2 weeks that we are going to be looking at this, don't miss it. But you see, the kingdom of, you see, don't think, when we talk about these things, some of you think about poverty, that the devil will strike you with sickness. Sometimes the devil will bring what looks like peace. You know, the devil can bring you gold. As long as that gold can bring you into captivity, he will give you more gold. You know, so some of us have sold our ministry, have sold the purpose of God for our lives for something. You know, and that thing has been sponsored by the devil. And so seemingly, we are living in a comfort zone in a sense, but we don't know that there were great destinies that were attached to us. Great people that we were supposed to raise that would never be raised because of our lack of diligence. So why do the nations rage? Great anger. Psychological point number one. What is the psychological point number two? Bring the scripture again. Let's look at psychological point number two. In other words, the devil is angry. He's thinking anger. Number two, and the people plot a vain thing. they plot. In fact, when you look at the actual word there, is they imagine. Okay, you don't get it. Psychological point number two. You know, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, there is something about our eyes, right? And our personality. So much so that you can become what you keep looking at. You can become what you keep thinking about. In fact, do you know that the Bible says that they that walk in the Spirit, they set their minds on the things of the Spirit. The whole spiritual walk is actually predicated on your ability to position your mind on the things of the Spirit. But you see, when it comes to the kingdom of darkness, I will have you know that psychological point number two, what that means is that the state of the devil's mind number two is that he has a mental picture of you in mind. A mental picture of the projection, the wickedness. In fact, the devil is thinking wickedly about you. You see, listen. No, some of you probably feel like we are talking about the kingdom of darkness, the devil too much. Okay. You let me not answer you. Let me leave you to the devil. The devil will give you reasons to respond. We are not joking about certain things like this. We see a lot of activity of darkness in the lives of people. And most of the time, we are not able to see it. A lot of projection of from the camp of the enemy. And one way or the other, the devil has managed to masquerade himself. So we are not able to see that this is the devil. Because the greatest attack of the enemy is to hide. That's why he operates in darkness. Listen, what we are trying to teach you is a way by which you can operate higher above the kingdom of darkness. But you see, the Bible says we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy, lest he acts with us. You might be having a simple headache, and you might think it's just a simple headache. The plans and the purposes of darkness concerning that simple headache for you, you just joke with it. Are you following me? So point number two, there is an imagination in the devil's mind. There is a picture of what he wants to do in your life. He thinks about you. You know, some of you, you can be there and you feel lonely. It's as if nobody cares about you. I can assure you the devil cares about you. See, you see, if you lie, don't think God doesn't care about you. I can assure you the devil cares about you. He has you in mind. Do you understand? You are a project that he wants to complete. Do you know that there are ranks and titles that are given to agents of darkness when they are able to squeeze the life of a believer? They are able to cut short the life of a believer. They are able to project against the lives of believers. So point number two is that the devil has a particular thought about us. Point number three. Bring the scripture again. Point number three. Psalms 2. Okay. Now, point number three. The Bible says, the kings of the earth set themselves. The kings of the earth set themselves. What is that word? That word is prepare themselves. In other words, the devil doesn't just... Are you here with me? The devil is not just... Or the kingdom of darkness is not just angry. The kingdom of darkness is not just thinking, plotting in their minds against us. The third thing the kingdom of darkness does is that it prepares. You know, some of us, we can wake up in the morning and go to work without preparing. You know, and again, listen. See, can we get to the point of real or proper understanding? You don't get it. Can we get to the place of proper understanding? Where we understand truly what the enemy does or is doing? You see, because you woke up, all of a sudden, you see, many things that happen to us, they are calculated things. You don't just fall. You see, some of us, we blame ourselves because we feel like sometimes, it's like we are not serious with God. We see our lives and it's like we want to pray, but we are not able to pray or those things. And sometimes we stay longer in captivity and we don't understand what is going on with our lives. You see, these things didn't just happen. Have you ever woken up and then just that day you didn't feel like doing any spiritual thing? It didn't just happen. For all you know, there were about 3 days of constant preparation to cast that arrow. Do you know that in the occult realm, sometimes for them to make a particular projection, the person that has to cast the arrow has to fast 3 days dry before he can cast that arrow. Other than that, he will die. Why am I teaching you this? Because last week I told you that darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness the people. The world is not safe anymore. The Bible says when the end is coming, you will hear of wars and rumors of war. You will hear of earthquake and stuff like that. Are these things not happening? So we cannot joke anymore. Because one way or the other, there is a projection from the pit of hell. There is an attack. There is an activity of darkness. You see, try and do an online today. See how difficult it will be. Try and watch a movie. Maybe you will say, it's because I was watching. That one, I wasn't speaking. I was just watching. Try and watch messages. If it is so easy, watch messages throughout the night and see if it will work. Purpose in your mind that tomorrow you are going to pray 5 hours and see that all hell will break loose on you. All hell will break loose on you. See, you can be normal until you begin to want to change. Then that is when you... Because see, as long as you are normal, as long as you are okay with life and you are going smoothly and the devil has been able to blind you from its attack, what is going to happen is that it will be as if there is nothing at stake. It will be as if nothing is happening at all. But try to be great. Try to, because you see, most of us, the devil saw us. You see, he knew that there was a projection that in the stars of God, God had appointed us as ambassadors. Great anointings were on our head. But you see, the devil didn't know it was that serious until now you began to have dreams. And the dreams you began to have was dreams of you ministering like Patrick Coleman, ministering like Smith Wigglesworth, ministering like Apostle Joshua Selman. Ministry like Apostle Joseph Minta. Then all of a sudden, the devil now realized that, oh, okay, so the thing wants to manifest, then all hell will now break loose on him. I remember when I was in school, I wasn't a Dow student, but exams. At least I see, sometimes I can finish the exams and pick the same paper. So sometimes, most of the times, I didn't look at the paper after the exams. I didn't want to look at it because I will finish the exams, then pick the same paper, try to go through and recollect, then all these things will be coming back. But in the exam hall, it's as if I'm blank. It's as if it's like there's nothing just moving at all. Rejection from hell. rejection from. You don't get it. Listen, your life is not, you know, listen, you are a project of God. You are a project, you are a strategic project from God. And God is interested in your well-being. God is interested in your rising. God is interested in where you get to tomorrow. And unfortunately, it's not God that is, it's not God alone that is interested. The devil is also interested. He has plans for you. What is the last thing? The last thing is that they take counsel. They take what? Counsel. In other words, they bring their plans. So, okay, let's gather. No, the kingdom of darkness in this family, let's gather. Then they will all gather. Don't you realize that even witches have meetings? And people are wondering why it's necessary for us to attend church services. And they will lie to you and tell you that, you know, you can serve God in your house. Sit down. And they try and serve God in your house. Because these people, they calculate. They have even meetings. So that's what we call counsel. Because, see, the plan that they have concerning you, they must present it at a meeting so that someone else, maybe someone has a different idea. See, so sometimes someone will plan, a kingdom of an agent of darkness will plan evil concerning you. And they will present the evil. Then one more wicked agent will now come and say, oh, this one, it will not harm. Make sure that it's not just her that you kill. Kill her mom, kill her dad. So that it will cause a havoc in the whole family. Listen to me. When the devil touches one thing, he's not after one thing. When the devil touches one thing, he's not after one thing. The Bible says that his goal is to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, let me wrap up. What should be our response towards these things that I've said? What should be our response? Because there should be a response. Now, these things I'm saying is not to scare you, because you actually have an advantage over the kingdom of darkness. That's what the goal of all these teachings is, not to talk about the kingdom of darkness, but how to set the foundation so that we know who we are dealing with. Are you getting the point? So that when we are talking about the advantage we have, then now you'll be able to hold on to these advantages. But you see, today we are looking at our response to this psychological or psychology or spiritual attacks. What the psychology has taught us is that the devil is not joking. He has real intent. You know something? When you go to the court of law, I've forgotten the word. Is it manslaughter? See, you can be jailed, right, for killing. It's not everybody that killed sometimes that are even jailed. You can kill, but it's not murder. The law people, are you? Yeah, and the rest. Am I right? You people, all the prayers I'm praying for, what do you think it's for? Come and respond. Is what I'm saying true? Is it true? Yeah, that it's not every that you can kill and it's not murder, or every killing is murder. It's true. It's true. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm intentionally surrounding myself with lawyers. Are you getting it? With all the suffering, look at my neck, the way, you know, fasting and all those things. Then one day you come and tell me, he has gone somewhere to go and take juju. I just send a fiat banahina after me. She would. You see? You see, these days where people are, man of God, you leave it. No. You. If I give you a fiat banahina, you begin to do, I will add a draw. You don't get it. meanwhile, let me finish. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, you know, the reason why I wanted to bring that to you is to say that, right? The reason why I wanted to bring that is not all death that is even murder, right? It's to say that, you know, when it comes to the kingdom of darkness and the way they operate, they have an intent. Are you following me? Okay, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Seeking whom he may what? Devour. You know, we spoke about prospering. So, we said that, listen, there should be an intent when it comes to the devil. And that's why we looked at the psychology of the devil. So that you know that the next time that, for instance, the devil now casts an arrow against you, there's this sickness that you are battling with, you don't look at the sickness and think this is normal. There is a particular pattern. There is something that is happening to your body that is not the way God created it. Don't just look at it. Are you following what I'm trying to say? There is something that happens to your humanity, you as a person, that you must watch it. Are you getting the point I'm trying to say? Don't just take it as normal. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. The Bible says, therefore, on account of that, be sober. Do you know what be sober means? It simply means be serious. It simply means be sensible. It simply means be solemn. See, be solemn. Don't take alcohol. When it comes to the devil, maybe you wanted to take some two thoughts. Be careful. Don't take alcohol. So that you can be solemn. So that you can be sensible. So that you can be what? Serious. You know, the average believer is not sensible. It's not an insult. Don't take offense at it, because it's not an insult. The average believer genuinely is not sensible. Do you know why? You don't think. You don't think. You don't sit down and analyze. There are many of us who are in a cycle. And this thing keeps happening and happening and happening, and we are in it. You know, I've seen many people, I guess, get offended over little things. Get offended over little things. And you see, sometimes they can be offended at many things, this or that or that. You see, and it might be a strategy of God in place for them to rise. See, during that stage, you're not sensible. Are you here with me? You see, you are not serious. You see, what I'm trying to teach you is something serious. Are you following me? As I'm talking to you, there are people that, you know, well, you see, sometimes I look at myself and I think, you know, when you want to do something, maybe help someone, you know, and then you see how the devil has managed to convince the person, how the devil has managed to educate the person, how the devil has managed to change their mind, the thinking pattern of the person, to think in a particular way that paints you so black. Are you following what I'm saying? Do you know that God can put you in a church, and that church, the goal of that church is to help you, build you, sustain you, and you can get so offended that you stop? You are not sober. And so in churches and ministries, you see little anger issues. Anger. I'm offended. He said it this way. He didn't say it this way. He did this. You know, today I was hearing something about someone. I mean, it's not even today. And I was just like, I mean, I didn't know what to say. It's as if when you are serving God, you are serving God for someone. You see, in that state, you are not sober. Number two, you are not vigilant. In other words, you are not carefully watching for possible danger. We are not teaching you to be conscious of spiritual demonic attacks. But we must tell you how it is. Because I wouldn't be surprised when most of us here are under demonic attack. Because the devil will not stop. The Bible says, while you say peace, peace, then there will be war. You are actually not at peace. See, the only peace that is actual peace is the peace that comes from God. If that peace is not coming from God, if you are not enjoying peace by virtue of a true, genuine relationship with God, you are at risk. Listen, God did not just call us for ourselves. He called us for generations. He called us for territories. He called us for nations. So you cannot stop here. You know, some of us, all we are thinking is about how, we are going to rise, you know, get something, some nice job, you know, and just, you know, worship God. You know, God has designed you as a generational blessing, as the matter of many nations. That's what we are talking about. That thing that will prevent you from becoming like that. See, because sometimes the devil knows that for you, your salvation is secure. He cannot attack your salvation. So it's not actually after your eternal soul. What is after is your productivity on the earth. This evening we are going to pray. See, we must be vigilant this evening. We must be sober this evening. We won't watch it and allow it to happen. See, that's the spirit. It doesn't matter how many times you fall. Don't watch it, allow it to happen. Some of you from today must decide and purpose never again. And sometimes all it takes is a decision. Never again. Never again. I know the devil was able to hit me hard last week, but not again. I know the devil is able to cast an arrow of sorrow on me, but never again. Oh, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which we entrust. I am persuaded. What are you persuaded about, like? What are you persuaded about when it comes to destiny? Are you ready to pray? There's a thinking pattern. You too must have your own thinking pattern. You too must be careful. You too must be sober. Listen, you are going to lift up a voice of prayer, and you are going to identify an activity of darkness that you have realized in your life. Something that is out of position. Something that is not in order in your life. And you are going to pray. And you are telling God, the Father, in the name of Jesus, this thing ends now. This thing affected my mom, it affected my dad, it affected my grandma, it can affect me also. Are you ready to pray? Let the name of Kaskaya.